We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He would finish with 56 last night, maxing that win over the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, it was really something. I was at the game, and the fans started to figure out what was going on. He had a great first half, and I thought that was a huge step for him, because at a time when his team needed it the most, some people confuse selfish with unselfish. I thought that was an incredibly unselfish performance by Karl Anthony Towns. He demanded the ball, he wanted the ball, because he knew he had to play well for his team to win, and so he made himself the focal point of the offense, and I think that was incredibly unselfish of him. They had to have that win last night. They should not have struggled like they did to get it. Atlanta's not a good team. They lost too many to Atlanta. They're a terrible team, but he knew they had to have the win, and he stepped up. And that's, that's maturity in his part. Just that he wanted the ball, he went outside, he went inside, he did everything that he's capable of doing in a time when his team needed it the most. And he might need to do it again tomorrow night in Dallas, but he recognized the moment and he got there. I just thought that was a great step for Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, we'll have the game tomorrow night here on CCO. Okay, Maxie, here we go. Today, opening day, Twins out of Baltimore. Weather looks pretty good right now, at least warmer out there in the mid to upper 60s. Odorizzi actually was a guy that they were thinking about as a one- or two-star pitcher anyway, so the fact that he's starting for the Twins does not surprise me at all.
Yeah, I didn't see him pitch down at spring training, but obviously he had a pretty good spring for him coming over from Tampa and a late addition and all those things. And they set this up. They wanted Lance Lynn to get some more work in terms of getting his durability and endurance up, so he'll start the series against Pittsburgh almost by design. But they got four arms there that you could almost throw any of the four out there. This is going to be interesting, though, because if Odorizzi is good and if Lynn is good and if Gibson is adequate, or at least steps up more the second half of the season than he was the first half, and then you get Santana back. Excuse me. As Tom Kelly said, you can run through that rotation a couple times and get a win streak. And so I really like their bullpen, too, coming out of there with those veterans. And if Fernando Rodney's good, and the only reason you'd question him is because he's 41. He threw the ball well in spring training. You've got a nice setup staff there and a nice rotation in the bullpen, and that makes it competitive throughout, I think.
We'll have the broadcast for you at 1:30 today, and then, of course, 2 o'clock, about 2:05, actually, first pitch. And Maxie, Mr. Basketball Committee, you were at the game last night. They announced Trey Jones as the Mr. Basketball for 2018.
Charmed life, man. You can't even be on hand to pick up your Mr. Basketball award because you're playing in the McDonald's All-American game. That's where he was last night. So his brother J.D. had to pick it up. But, obviously it was a great class of seniors this year, and he's at the head of that class. 35 points in the championship game. And again, just like Towns, his team needed him. He doesn't try to score 35 points. He thought his team needed him that night, and obviously they still come up a point short. But he did that all year for this team. Last year, took him to a state championship. He just matured into a great, great basketball player, one of the best we've ever seen in Minnesota. So great competition for the award, but Trey Jones was really good in his career.
They had a pro day out at the Gopherville, and I want to mention something, Maxie, but over at the University of Minnesota now, they have this beautiful facility. Jerry Kill better get recognition for getting that whole thing going. He deserves of it.
Yeah.
And also their academics have come up quite a bit, and that credit goes to Jerry Kill as well.
Absolutely. I mean, what he did and Tracy Clay's continued, but the amount of money that he raised at a time when they were having a tough time raising money for that building, and they knew they wanted to do it, and they were having a tough time raising money, and all of a sudden he stepped up and got it going, and that was huge on his part to get that going and to get the academics in the right direction as well.
Where are you?
I'm at the health club, and I came down to the gymnasium, and there wasn't a soul in here. And during that last answer, that came to the oops. I just about made it.
I like it. You're not next door to me, are you? You're not downtown here.
No, I'm at the other one. I'm heading to San Antonio today for the Final Four, so by tonight, I'll be down there on my show for the covering the Final Four.
Well, I know you were with Monday night. You were with your high school coach. I thought maybe you were at home shooting hoops before you got the day going. You're all fired up.
I'm inspired by it all. Absolutely.
Hey, speaking of the downtown club, Maxie, on a sad note, but I just wanted to mention a very good friend of ours is Paul Schultz, the longtime athletic director here next door at the club, Lifetime Club, who's one of Lifetime Fitness's all-time greatest representatives and one of the best handball players ever to come out of the Twin Cities, a national champ in 11 or 12 times. He's the most humble guy I've ever met. Played over there at St. Paul Central, I think, and a really good basketball team back in the day. Paul lost his wife suddenly, Gigi, last week. It was just so fast, and he's just a great guy.
Unbelievable. Yeah, 2.5 weeks from the time she was diagnosed till she passed away. And God, I saw him the other day, and it was the old, "How you doing?" "Well, not so good. My wife died 1.5 weeks ago," and I just couldn't believe it. Look on his face, and by the way, you're not going to say it, but I will. You stepped up and had him over to your house the other day after the funeral, and I can't tell you how much he told me privately he appreciated that, you and Tim Maurer being there. Because he is, he said, "I go home every night, she made all my meals," and I'm sure so many people go through this, and he said, "I'm just lost, you know." And fortunately, he's 77, and he can still come into the club and do a great job there as the general manager, because we all appreciate him very much, and our heartfelt sympathy, because that's a good man going through a tough, tough time.
Yeah, it is, and he remains one of the best racquetball players in the place over there at that age, too.
Yep, you don't want to play him.
No, Maxie, that's nice. I'm glad you mentioned that. So our thoughts and prayers to Paul and the family. All right, Mike, I'll bring you back in an hour if you're not in the middle of a basketball game.
Yeah, I'll probably be at the airport so you only hear the intercom, okay?
He's Mike Max on location. He's living what he does, Doc. He's a sports guy, and he's right there in the middle of a basketball
game. Oh, they just called him for traveling.
Yeah, and then he'd score 14 more, Mike Max, last night. Now they play Friday at Dallas.
Yeah, that was a cat call last night. Carl Anthony Towns took over the game, as I said, at 7:40. I thought that was a great act of unselfishness by him to take over a team that needed a lift and needed somebody to lead them, because they've been struggling, lost 7 out of 11 going into last night, and, of course, the disaster against Memphis on Monday. And he did that. He called for the ball. He went outside. He was impossible to defend. Mike Muscala plays for Atlanta. He had a nice first half as well. He's a Roseville kid that we kind of forget about, that's quietly carved out quite a career down there in Atlanta and in the NBA. It was fun to watch him as well. But Cat was the story last night, and he doesn't need to score 56 every night, but it was a nice statement to kind of point out to his team, to look at his teammates and say, "You can lean on me, at least offensively," last night. And Dallas is another easy game. You should be able to go in there and win that game by 10, 15 points. They're not interested in playing anymore. They want to be in the lottery. Dirk Nowitzki's on his last set, all that. So you need to take that team out when you're in the eighth spot, and you need to see if you can move up to 7 or 6 in this deal.
Maxie, of course, we'll have the game Friday night here in CCO. Today, we have Twins baseball at 1:30.
Yeah, how fun is that? I heard you talking to Corey and Gene there, and it'd be fun to be out there in Baltimore and that fresh grass and all that goes with it, and 60 degrees about what it should be on the opener, and Odorizzi pitching today. You'll get a look at a new, but I really like what they've got, the old. I like the guys that are coming in here that we've seen before, and that's pretty much everybody that will play behind him. And, we're talking about Dozier with Gene Glenn, Think about that. A gold glover that can hit 30-plus home runs a year playing second base. That's a rare commodity, man. And sometimes we kind of forget about him. He's an all-star type player that he's done so many good things, and he's a spokesman there in the clubhouse. And then that Maurer on the other side of him there. That really is a treat day when you get guys like that, because you remember the great teams days when the Twins had them. You had great defense, and those two do that on the right side. And you start to think about when Gene was talking about that, thing about that, how many runs they saved and what they did for pitchers' ERAs last year was incredible.
I forgot to mention, Maxie, and I did mention postscript, but last night you and I chatted at 7:40 that the Mr. Basketball Committee selected Trey Jones as Mr. Basketball, and, of course, the very first one was Gene Glenn.
Gene, that's right. Gene Glenn was the very first Mr. Basketball at Waseca High School, and he was a great three-sport athlete down there in Waseca, and he played basketball and baseball at Mankato State, and that's not easy to do. And I ran into his nephew, Dan Ward, who was a great player as well at St. Cloud State in Mankato, Iowa. He played for Gene when they won a state championship in basketball in high school. And he named his son Gino after Uncle Gene. So that's a pretty good tribute to him.
Boy, is it ever. Now, you're getting ready to go to the Final Four, I understand.
Yeah, going down to San Antonio. I'm going to get on a plane here shortly to Atlanta and then over to San Antonio. So I'll be on from there with Stevie T tonight. So it'll be kind of fun.
Yeah, I look forward to that. Well, that's some tough duty. I hope you get through it all, okay?
Tough duty, man. And I think I didn't look at the office pool closely, but I think I'm the only one that took Loyola this far, right?
You are. It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. I would think you'd get a one-on-one meeting with the
sister.
Thank you, the sister down there.
Yeah, she's got her own press conference. You know what? I don't think anybody knows who the coach is, but they sure know who the sister is.
I believe you're right. Hey, you have a great flight down there, Mike, and then I'll talk to you tomorrow morning, I hope, right?
You got it, 7:40.
Okay, here's Mike Max on his way to San Antonio, the Final Four. And, of course, I remember 97. Gosh, I should have brought this up with Maxie, too, Mikey, but we were down there doing the show.
Yeah, I remember that.
And the Gophers won that region, went on to the Final Four in 97 in Indianapolis, but San Antonio was almost like Minnesota South. It was nothing but maroon and gold down there on the Riverwalk. Gosh, it was fun.
I've actually seen that Riverwalk. Boy, that's a fun place.
Yeah, that could not have been a better event. Yeah. It's 847 WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.